I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana News. The Environmental Protection Agency has identified two compounds in the mysterious oily sheen detected along the shoreline of Flathead Lake near Summers earlier this month. Nikki Willett reports.
Volatile organic compounds and semi-volatile organic compounds were previously detected in samples taken from water pooled along the shoreline at Summers Bay. The exact origins of those compounds remains unclear, but today, the EPA said its latest analysis detected elevated levels of naphthalene and asenaphthene. These two compounds could be associated with chemical wood treatments used at the former Summers Tie plant, which treated railway ties with creosote and other chemicals for several decades before being listed as a Superfund site in the mid-1980s.
While there have been no indication of widespread contamination along the shoreline or in the lake that represent a public health risk, these findings do underscore the importance of ongoing efforts at the site.
Catherine Jenkins is a spokesperson for the EPA. BNSF Railway, which owns the former Tie plant site, removed the oily sheen material from the shoreline as a precaution earlier this month. The railway company had said it believed the sheen was biological in nature, not man-made. The EPA says it and the State Department of Environmental Quality will continue to work with BNSF to assess the area, including a feasibility study to evaluate cleanup needs for the site. That study is expected early next year. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.